This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Americans are determined to have a great Thanksgiving this year in spite of the COVID-19 pandemic. Nicole Johnson with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line says that's what they're hearing from people across the country.
We did a study and we showed that 9 out of 10 Americans are determined to have a great Thanksgiving. So that's great news for us. But we are certainly going to expect smaller gatherings, more first-time cooks, and a lot of folks want to celebrate outside. And so that's a lot of fun because there's different ways to prepare your turkey than just the traditional oven.
Nicole says more people will be preparing a Thanksgiving turkey this year than normal.
There are going to be so many first-time cooks this year. We are anticipating so many smaller gatherings, a lot of first-time cooks. So our recommendation is shop early.
Among the options to cook your Thanksgiving turkey is frying or grilling.
Frying, right, because that's done outdoors. We're going to see a lot of questions, we think, on barbecue grilling. My husband loves his charcoal grill. And I don't know if you've ever had a charcoal grilled turkey, but they are delicious, guys. So if you give us a call, we're going to walk you through those exact steps.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
We enjoy the most productive ag industry in the world, powered by the American farmer. The late radio commentator Paul Harvey spoke at an FFA convention about why God made a farmer. Mr. Harvey said, God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer.